This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Detroit turns 314 this week. The Detroit Drunken Historical Society is throwing a birthday party that celebrates Detroit's French past. It is a party with a distinct artistic flair as well. Amy Elliott Bragg is back with us again. Amy is the co-founder of the Detroit Drunken Historical Society and the author of Hidden History of Detroit. It's always good to see you, Amy.
Thank you for having me back.
And we get to say hello to Allison Malik, who's the co-founder of Corktown Studios, an artist collective in Detroit's North Corktown neighborhood. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
So if anyone knows how to put the fun in history, Amy, it's the Detroit Drunken Historical Society. You slam dunk that with the name of the group alone. But what are you planning for the big celebration?
We are planning to celebrate Detroit's birthday with a birthday party. We'll be gathering at the Jam Handy Building, which is a historic film recording studio on East Grand Boulevard in Detroit's New Center neighborhood, right near the Fisher Building. And we will have music and we will have art, which I know Allison will talk about. And I will be giving some sort of tipsy lecture about the founding of Detroit. There will also be a lecture on the history of the Jam Handy Building itself, which is so great. Simeon Hayer, who owns the building, will be giving that talk. And there'll be drinks and food, and it's going to be a great celebration.
And we've all agreed, Allison, Amy, and I have all agreed, our French pronunciation is not, we're not even going to inflict it on you, but we will tell you that you've even given the party a French name. But I took Spanish and Latin, so that doesn't help with French pronunciation. But you really want to focus on Detroit's roots that are from France.
Yes. Detroit was founded in 1701. One of the great, I think, founding stories of any American city, founded by this guy, Antoine Cadillac, who had a vision not only to create a trading post, there were a couple of those in kind of the new, the colonies of France, but he wanted to create what would truly be a community and a city. He was kind of a very early urbanist, if you would give him that.
Great.
He wanted people to settle in Detroit. He wanted people to start families in Detroit. He encouraged them to marry with the locals, many of them Native Americans in Detroit. And he was interested in trade and property ownership.
And Cadillac was kind of what, a little eccentric?
Oh, he was eccentric. You know, in addition to his vision for founding this great French society in the colonies, he also saw himself as kind of the baron of Detroit. He wanted to own all of it from the shores of the Detroit River all the way into the middle of the what we would now think of as the state of Michigan. And he wanted to control all of the landowners. You got the land for free, but you had to pay fees to Cadillac to bake your bread or borrow his horses if you wanted to plow your fields. Or a great story goes that if you were a brewer in Detroit, you would have to pay Cadillac your brewer's license in beer. So he really wanted to rule Detroit with
He was like a little king.
He wanted to be a little king.
A little king. Far away from what was happening.
From the other king.
Back in France.
Right.
And Allison, you've got artists involved in this celebration. How does this work?
Yeah, we thought it would be a great way to work with the Detroit Drunken Historical Society to further celebrate the roots. And we did an open call for artist entries. We decided to do it based on a book called Legends of Detroit that's actually a collection from 1884 of short stories that all harken back to that time and probably a little bit closer to the present, covering different stories of the folklore of the city. Some of them that may be more familiar would be like the story of the Nain Rouge is documented in that collection. Myself and a couple others read through the whole book and went through and chose 10 specific stories. So when we did the call for entries, we asked artists to review those specific stories and propose original works based on them. We chose the stories that kind of lended themselves to the most visual interpretations. So
sure.
Some of them had really visual descriptions, and some of them were just wild stories that we thought would lend themselves really well.
For example, as you mentioned, the Nain Rouge, we still even have the celebration or the ceremony to drive him out. But just to recap for anyone who might have missed previous discussions about the Nain Rouge, who is he again?
The Nain Rouge is a mischievous little red dwarf or demon or evil spirit.
Who, like an imp?
Yeah, like an imp, exactly. And he's been associated, according to the folklore that's in both Legends of Detroit and the kind of homespun folklore that's gathered around the Nain Rouge in recent years, he's been allegedly responsible for everything from the Great Fire of Detroit in 1805 to the corruption and scandal we experienced in 2005 under the Kwame Kilpatrick administration to the bankruptcy. He's just a little shadow that's behind all of the evil deeds of Detroit.
And blame it on him.
The reason that he does that is because Cadillac was not afraid of him and made him angry.
Oh, so you don't get the name Rouge Man. Any hints as to what the artists have done, or you want to keep that a secret for the big reveal on Saturday night?
So we've actually been sharing some sneak peeks on the works as they've been coming in. We have been very happy with the variety of work coming in. It's all visual, so it's all things that will be on display and stationary. But the mediums that people have chosen to use are widely varied. We have oil paintings, we'll have sculptures, we'll have digitally produced works that are printed out and available. We have one piece, I'm going to try my French pronunciation.
All right, go for it.
That is a pochoir, and that was a piece that's provided to us by Ino Legay. So we're very excited about the wide variety of visual mediums that people chose to use. And the scale is all very different. The stories that artists chose to represent, I think people will be very impressed by the skill set that our region demonstrates in a single evening and by just the variety that they'll be able to see there.
And these pieces are going to be for sale at the party Saturday night.
Exactly. So we'll have a silent auction going from probably 7 p.m. when the event opens up through 9 p.m. As people are strolling with their dinner and drinks, they can go check out the artwork. And if any of the pieces suit their fancy, just leave their name and their cell phone number. And around 9 o'clock, we'll announce the winners. And the individuals that win will actually be able to take the piece home that night. We'll be accepting payment via cash or credit card.
So a good way to celebrate, a lot of fun, hearkening back and paying tribute to Detroit's French roots. And it's pretty amazing when you think that Detroit was officially French for only 69, about 60 years, right? Not quite 60 right. years, 1701, and then the British took over at the end of the French and Indian War. But that French imprint really is strong. You know, 59 years worth of that time. We're still feeling it today.
Absolutely. Well, all of the landowners who Cadillac gave land grants to stuck around, and it didn't really matter to them that the British flag was flying over the fort. And after the British flag fell and the American flag went up, the French family said, who cares? It wasn't any different under the British. It won't be any different under the Americans. And I have to say, there are probably some French descended families who still feel sort of that way today.
Well, you can get details on the French legends and lore we've been talking about, and also details on the party and tickets to Saturday night's birthday party by going to corktownstudios.com, and you'll see the ticket link right there. Amy Elliott Bragg is with the Detroit Drunken Historical Society, and Allison Malik is with Corktown Studios, wishing Detroit a happy 314th birthday with a big party this coming Saturday. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.